just radio.
I got to learn more about politics. I hear about fundraisers where it's $1,000 a plate. Wow, $1,000 a plate. I would have to send the food back, just out of the principle of the thing. Excuse me, please, just take this away. Is there a problem with your meal, sir? Well, it's good. It just ain't $1,000 good.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
This is a jar for Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid's here, bringing you fun.
Clear away from the online marketing Kool-Aid bar.
Enjoy the refreshing, cool, crisp taste of proven business and marketing strategies. Tactics, trends, and techniques. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl of
Strategist Radio.
All right, no hype. No saturated fat. Occasionally politically correct. Okay, never politically correct. Welcome to Strategist Radio for your Monday. It's the 14th day of March, 2016. Hiya. So today on the program, here's where we're going to go because you asked for it. You either asked for it by email, maybe it's through the social media channel, maybe even text me on my smartphone. Here's where we go. Entrepreneur strategy today, and we're going to talk about 10 imperatives for hiring the perfect web design agency. You'll want to pay attention to this program, I promise you that. We'll also talk about the leadership strategy and why society believes millennials are all screwed up. And we'll do the entrepreneur strategy with 10 things entrepreneurs must never do and how to decide upon a name for your business. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. Welcome. Oh, we've got it's just widening, it's thickening. In fact, don't look directly at your speakers because this program this morning will permeate your being.
Yeah! I love you!
All right, welcome to the program this morning. A lot to talk about. Thank you very much for your kind support, your love. We did, like, I think we're in our 16th year of the program now in terms of Strategist and our past, and it's just been so fun spending time with you. And thank you so much for all of my LinkedIn friends. You're amazing. Thanks for the love. Yeah! Appreciate it. Rock stars. So, want to remind you again, book of the month this month is the Decision Book. 50 Models for Strategic Thinking. You'll want to check this out. It is in our Strata library. I use this book on a regular basis, all right? A short, sharp guide to tackling life's biggest challenges relative to personal and business, understanding ourselves, and making the right choices. Check it out in the Strata library on the hub at tjmarino.com. So here's where I want to start this program today, because this is something that I'm really passionate about. I do the program out of the studio here in the Reed Opera House. Okay, it's a historical landmark built in 1875. Mark Twain, one of my superheroes, actually lectured here. Susan B. Anthony campaigned here. It's an amazing building, three stories. And the cool news is, because it's downtown Salem, Oregon, which is the state capital, we're a few blocks away from the Capitol building. And it's just got a hodgepodge of individuals that hang out down here on Liberty Street, which is where the building is located. So I go get my coffee, I'll grab my cigar, I'll go hang outside for a while during the day, and I kind of make my rounds. And over the last couple of years, I've really been focusing on the millennials, really trying to understand, you know, rather than judging, trying to understand. There was a recent article that was put out that kind of caught my attention. See how you feel. Tyler Durden writes a post, Seven Harsh Realities of Life Millennials Need to Understand. And he goes in to talk about the fact that your feelings are largely irrelevant. Hey, millennials, you cannot be whatever you want to be. Gender studies is a waste of time in college. If you live in America, you're already in the top 1%. You don't have the right to do it just because you exist. You do have the right to live as you please, but not to demand people accept it. The only safe space is your home. So he goes through this thing. It's almost like it's condescending. And I take a different approach here. Particularly as a social scientist, my job is not to go out and judge everything. Don't judge the book by the cover. Not go back on old biases from past opinions that I may have lurking in my mind. It's staying open to everything and attached to nothing. It's trying to have dialogue and trying to understand. Now, as an entrepreneur, not just as a human being, we need to affect positive social change. We need to remember that even though I'm 55 now, I was just kind of at millennial age. It felt like almost yesterday, right? And if you're older, you probably feel the same way. So how did we like being treated when we were 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 through 30 years old? We didn't want to be disrespected. We didn't want to be made fun of. We wanted to be understood. We were insecure, certainly. I think a lot of young adults are insecure. I'm 55 and I still struggle with insecurities. Is that you too? So let's take an approach from both personal and particularly professional as well. Let's get to know what's going on. Let's get to understand how they think. Because a lot of times in this generation, I find that there just wasn't proper leadership. And throwing people under the bus and being condescending is not the way you lead. I take more of a servant leadership approach. You can look that up. Or an authentic leadership approach, and even a transformational leadership approach. So I'm kind of a hybrid. But that means I have to, in the goodness of just being a human being, all on the same planet, 7.1 billion people, we've all got to learn to play along together well, right? And if you go up with the block wall, or you go up negative, or you start putting people down, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to close off. And that's not what a true leader is supposed to do. So I would encourage you, if you've taken the low road up to this point, let's keep an open mind. Let's have some dialogue. Let's be respectful. And let's play parent sometimes if it's necessary, because a lot of times these kids didn't have a good home. You may not have had a good home. I had a beautiful home growing up as a kid. You may not have. But that doesn't give us reason to pass that judgment until we take the time to observe. Listen carefully with your eyes. Reach out, shake hands, show support, show love. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everything that a millennial thinks. It just means that you're listening to try to understand. And maybe at some point, by nurturing that relationship, you can open the door to being a good leader in their life, being a good mentor, being a friend, being influential. What do you think? Check it out.
Strategist Radio.
All right, so going to talk about 10 imperatives for hiring the perfect web design agency. Did you know it is a myth that your homepage matters most on your website? That's right. Unless one is going directly to a website, current and prospective customers will probably not land on your site's homepage. It's true. In fact, due to the increasingly exacting powers of search and paid links that users often click on, visitors may never actually see a homepage at all. So putting all the design focus on the homepage can certainly be counterproductive. Having a consistent design throughout the website is far more of an efficient strategy. Think about it. All right. So let's talk about entrepreneurs for a minute. There will always be winners and losers, but we got to make sure that we don't end up to be the latter. Our friends over at Entrepreneur Share.
Success will never come to entrepreneurs who do these 10 things. Whether you're talking about a football game, an election, or an entrepreneurial journey, one thing is certain. There are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. Want to stack the odds of being a successful entrepreneur in your favor? Start by taking note of the following 10 things you should never do. 1. Be jealous or envious. Seeing other people around you succeed should motivate you, even if they're your competitors. Every person has the ability to be successful, and wasting time focusing on other people's success or achievements will just sidetrack your own progress. 2. Look back. You're going to face hard times, difficult decisions, and even failure. Don't let bumps in the road stop your progress. Find ways to maneuver around obstacles and continue to push forward, never looking back. 3. Make excuses. If you make a bad decision and screw up, own it. If something doesn't work out as planned, don't look for excuses. Search for the cause of the problem and chalk it up to a valuable business lesson. If you're constantly making excuses for your mistakes, you'll continue to make them because you haven't properly identified the root of the problem. 4. Stop learning. Your age, years of experience, or level of success should never prevent you from learning. We can all continue to learn and be inspired from other entrepreneurs, whether they're billionaires or those just starting the entrepreneurial journey. 5. Associate with negative individuals. People who constantly make excuses, complain, and have a negative outlook should be avoided like the plague. People like this are a cancer, and their negative aura can rub off on you. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are as focused and determined as you are. 6. Wake up without a plan. Time management is a crucial part of being an entrepreneur. To be efficient, you need to know what your goals are and what tasks you need to get done prior to starting your day. If you're scrambling to create a plan of attack every day, you're going to be in trouble. End each day by mapping out the following day's to-do list. 7. Be scared to make changes and adapt. You need to be willing and able to adjust your plan and overall strategy to maintain success in the future. Imagine if Apple never adapted and it just stuck to making computers. After releasing the iPod, it started manufacturing smartphones, tablets, and is now releasing its first wearable technology, the Apple Watch. Once just a computer company, it is now a consumer electronics powerhouse. 8. Let your bark be bigger than your bite. Successful entrepreneurs don't sit back and talk about what they're going to do. They plan, follow through, and conquer. Nothing is going to get accomplished just by talking about it. 9. Focus solely on dollar signs and decimal points. Instead of chasing the money, focus on creating products and services that make a difference and provide value. If you do this, the money will come. Focusing on providing a great service paves the path for the money to follow. 10. Let failure stop you. Most statistics say that 8 out of every 10 new businesses fail. Successful entrepreneurs go into everything knowing that there's a chance of failure. If they fail, it's viewed as part of their growth and they keep plugging along.
Strategist Radio.
Six 14. Good morning. Welcome to your new week. Get to play a whole new day. Isn't it amazing? I love you very much. Thanks for being my friend. A few minutes, we'll talk about the entrepreneur strategy, 10 imperatives for hiring the perfect web design agency. Stick around for that in a couple minutes. But first, how do we decide upon a name for our business? What's in a business name? Plenty. Follow this guide to choose a memorable name that will best represent your brand. This is presented by our friends at Entrepreneur.
What's in a name? A lot when it comes to small business success. The right name can make your company the talk of the town. The wrong one can doom it to obscurity and failure. First, consider enlisting Expert Help. Coming up with a good business name can be complicated, and naming firms have elaborate systems for creating new names. They know their way around the trademark laws, too. The downside to a firm is cost. A professional naming firm can charge up to $80,000 to develop a name. Less expensive options do exist, but spending a reasonable amount of money early for quality expert advice can save you money in the long run. Next, decide what you want your name to communicate. It should reinforce the key elements of your business. The more your name communicates about your business, the less effort it takes to explain it. As a rule, strings of numbers or initials are a bad choice. Also, be sure to avoid common pitfalls like geographic or generic names that limit your market area or offerings. Choose a name that appeals to the kind of customers you're trying to attract. Choose a comforting or familiar name that conjures up pleasant memories. Don't pick a name that's long or confusing, and stay away from cute puns that only you understand. Next, it's time to get creative. Since almost every existing word has been trademarked, consider coining a name. Coined names can be more meaningful than existing words, but made-up words aren't the right solution for everyone. Another solution is to use new forms or spellings of existing words, like the naming firm NameLab did for Compaq and Acura. Once you have a few potential names, do a trademark search to make sure your new name doesn't infringe on any trademarks. If you're lucky, you'll end up with 3 to 5 names that pass all your tests. To make your final decision, ask yourself which name best fits your objectives. Which name describes your company best? Doodle an idea of what each name will look like on a sign or on business stationery. Professional naming firms devote up to 6 months to the naming process, so plan to spend at least a few weeks on selecting your name. Once your decision is made, start building your enthusiasm for the new name immediately. Your name is your first step towards building a strong company identity, one that should last as long as you're in business.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio, love to hear from you anytime. You can email me at info, or rather support, at tjmoreno.com. You can also ping me on social media. On Twitter, it's tjmoreno.com/Twitter. On LinkedIn, tjmoreno.com/LinkedIn. Let's stay connected. So for today's most profitable business and marketing entrepreneur, bringing to market the perfect web property build or website refinement is imperative relative to sustaining healthy customer relationships, showcasing products and services, and for influencing upward financial growth. So how today's business operators decide to ensure sustained digital success totally correlates with which web development agency wins the bid and masterfully facilitates the organization's web build. Now, not only must the web design be these agencies, they've got to have source code experts. The web design agency must have proven expert business and marketing core competencies. So there's two sides to this. It's not just about source coders. It's also about making sure that their core competencies also are experts in business and marketing. So let's talk a little bit about that. First, I want to share a couple of myths with you. I shared one with you a few minutes ago. One of the myths is that white space on a page should be filled with something. And the opposite is absolutely true. Open space is an excellent way to separate content and give items breathing room. Makes it easier to read for your visitors. It can be overwhelming to try and trudge through a crowded parking lot of content and images. And that's the way it is. Because a lot of times I see a lot of these websites that we check out, and through the years, and it's a circus. It's an absolute circus. So don't clutter. Use that white space accordingly. When you're going out and you're looking to hire that perfect web design agency, first thing, you got to consider the business needs. First thing that needs to be done is finding out the precise requisites of the business itself. You got to make a list of all that is required. The websites that stand as inspiration, the competitors' agencies, and how well they're doing. Now, other requirements may include if there will be frequent changes required in the web design. And you know that's generally going to happen. You're not just going to set it and forget it. There's going to always be retooling. All right? So remember, even your web property is very dynamic. So now once you build it, it's you're done. All right? So there's always going to be refinements being made and additions to your web property itself. Content, going to probably change. So you want to make sure that the web design agency can really handle your account over the long run. Next is the portfolio. Most of the agencies usually send their portfolios in the form of a proposal or provide a link to it in their proposal email. You want to take a look and take a look to particularly see if how it matches your required needs for your organization. Things that are needed to check off the list may include whether the agency has worked in the same industry as yours and if they have worked on similar websites. And you might want to look up the business's reputation, take a look at their LinkedIn account, take a look at some of the endorsements, maybe even contact some previous clients of theirs. The development team, the proposals may state that they have a full stack development team in place, but do they mean it? So in order to find out the truth, take a closer look at their previous work. If it feels undone or requires fixes here and there and has been haphazardly done, then they perhaps are not as professional as they sound. If they are located locally, you might want to take a visit. If not, go over and, you know, check them out. Best chance is to be able to take a look at, make the right choice is to take a look at the previous work. Next is going to be the experience. Years of experience may not be everything, but it sure has a major role to play in the entire mix. If they've been in the industry for long and have an insight of the latest trends, their experience is worthy enough to be considered. And further interaction can also prove if they have the valid experience and relevant knowledge or not. So don't just fall for the technical terms that are being thrown around. Ask them about web traffic, metrics, whether they can pull off responsive designs, which means that your website is going to look fabulous, not just on a PC, but also on a smartphone or perhaps a tablet. All right. Distinction is another one. Keep an eye out for the distinction in the designs and the platforms they help you pick. If they have been catering to the unique needs of each client, they will suggest varieties with a hint of originality about them. Now, the website also needs to be hand-coded by an expert, qualified developer. If they are capable of doing just that for a custom design that has been tailor-made for your business needs, then they're certainly going to stand out. Next, are they going to outsource or are they going to handle it in-house? This may not sound like an important consideration, but it has a pivotal role in whether or not they're going to make or break the job is should you hire them, all right? Oftentimes, can you control if something is being outsourced? Are they going to be able to meet those deadlines and timelines? Next, what's the process? Asking the agency for an action plan could really be the start of yet another test that they need to be put through. The processes vary from one company to another. So some have stringent steps while others are far more flexible in their process. The key is to know the process, how it will be implemented, and the impact it will have on the overall project. Next, budget. How much is this going to cost? You got to ask for the cost before you begin. Some companies are a little bit leery about giving you that information. Probably not a good fit. Make sure that you understand the budget, the deadlines, and lock in on a number. Now, number 9 and 10. I talked about this in the opening. They can have all the technical expertise. They can have the people, process, and product in place. However, if they do not have expertise in business startup, in business legal structure, in developing business plans, in understanding the marketing, which deals with the four P's, product, price, place, promotion, understanding the metrics of the competition that is out in the field, understanding how to read and understand and decide upon the metrics that your website will render. How are they going to track your traffic? How will traffic be driven? Just because you build it doesn't mean people are going to come. So are they able to help you with your marketing plan? If you've already developed your marketing plan, will they be able to offer you additional insight? And this is really key. Having a pretty website is only 25% of the equation. It has to have an underbelly of marketing automation, being able to measure all the traffic. Where did it come from? How long did they stay? When they hit, you know, this particular blog post, did they bounce off the site? What is the bounce rate? If they did, if they didn't bounce off the site, where did they click through next? How many pages of the, how long were they on your website? Did they bounce out? Did they evacuate? Did they abandon a product purchase? They went in, they saw a book, they saw a product, they were going to make a decision. They're on your product page because you have the tracking. And then you look there and they basically abandon the shopping cart process. So now do we have a broken shopping cart? Was what stopped them from making the purchase? Are we capturing visitors' information? At least a first name and an email address that's valid so that we can, because nobody buys on the one call close when they hit that website. It's going to take you, it's going to take the initiative to invite them back. And you can't invite them back if you don't know who's visiting. And the only way you're going to know who's visiting specifically is by putting out an enticement, a free report, a white paper, let them read a couple chapters of your book, whatever it is, give them something of value that resonates with them in exchange for first name and valid email address so that you can continue to reach out to them. So there's some ideas, but make sure they have that business and marketing back end. If they don't, I would pass. Web design dues, some things you want to think about. You want to make sure the website can be assessed via mobile devices. Again, I talked about that. Responsive design techniques, for example. How does it look on all platforms? Use sprites to reduce page load times instead of using individual image assets. Include a rate us or write a review component if you're going to put out a social media app. Okay? And you want to make sure that you're testing your mobile properties using a variety of devices and operating systems. Things you don't want to do, you don't want to ignore search engine optimization. You never want to forget about analytics and ignore reporting solutions. You never want to spam users with update information over the same channels a company uses for perhaps an in-app functionality. And the things you don't do is include raw or review components that pop up even after the individual has already left their comments. So again, some ideas. You need any other things filled out because you're still a little bit clueless on this. It's okay. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. All right. That's a wrap. I love you. God bless you. Thanks for being my friend. See you next week. Go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.